So the question was asked, when a person has a decent background in learning, what's a good thing for him to learn to know halacha? So I asked this question to Rav Pesin Zatzal, and he told me to stick with the Chai Adam. And the reasoning behind it is that the Chai Adam has a few advantages. Number one, he wrote a sefer as a psak, as a halacha sefer. It's not like the Mishnah Brura, whose intent was really to put together a conglomerate of opinions. His goal was to give a short book which will summarize the halachas that every Jew has to know every day. So the Chai Adam, firstly, the style of writing was, it was written as a psak sefer, as a halacha sefer. Not like the Mishnah Brura that was written as a collection. Let's put together all the different opinions and figure out bottom line how we could fulfill what we're supposed to do with all these opinions. So that's advantage number one. Number two, he was considered a heavyweight. He was considered one of the big poskim in Europe. Hey, the Mishnah Brura and others gave great weight to his opinion. So even though in order to perform correctly in halacha, we say ideally a person should have a rabbi who paskins for him specifically, but for starters, if we're just starting out, if at least we're going with the Chai Adam's opinion, we know we're relying on someone who we could rely on. A good part of Europe relied on the Chai Adam. We're not worse off than them. So that's advantage number two. But you could always rely on the Chai Adam. You know that you're fulfilling his opinion. When you learn Mishnah Brura and you learn seven opinions on a single topic, so sometimes you'll try to fulfill this opinion, sometimes you'll try to fulfill that opinion, and you won't even know that you're doing two things that contradict one another. It's a little bit complex. When you learn Chai Adam, you know you're going with one opinion in halacha. So it's going to be consistent, and it's an opinion you can rely on. So that's advantage number two of the Chai Adam. Advantage number three is that the Chai Adam is short. He writes in his introduction that in the first printing, the laws of everyday blessings and prayers, the everyday laws, they took approximately 30 pages. So he says every Jew should review every 30 days all of these halachot. And this way you could master the halachot that apply every day. The closest printing I could find to that has about 4 pages a day in order to finish it every 30 days, all the halachot of the laws of Shabbos. But still, that's something that's doable. So those are the three big advantages of the Chai Adam. You could learn it relatively quickly, you have a big posik to rely on, and it's consistent, so at least you know how to act, and you could cover it relatively quickly. There is one big disadvantage to learning Chai Adam, and that is that the Chai Adam wrote his work in a very concise fashion. So he tries to pack many halachot into one sentence. So sometimes you have to really focus. Well, what did he say here and what did he say there? And each word is, he'll sometimes tell you, well, if you have condition number one, number two, number three, number four, then you can do this. So in saying that, he's told you that if you're missing any one of these four conditions, then it's prohibited. So now you have to sit down and remember, okay, he just told me four conditions that I need in order for this to be permitted. And if I'm lacking one of them, it's prohibited. If you learn this in Mishnah Brura, it would take 3 pages. If you learn Chai Adam, it's one sentence. But you have to focus on that one sentence and really remember what he told you. So that's a little difficult because sometimes he has long run-on sentences with many conditions. So provided that it's this, and provided that it's that, and provided that it's this, the halacha is like that. And then you have to sit down and think, well, what did he just tell me? So that's why the Chai Adam is slightly difficult, but it's still well worth the investment. You learn it a few times, it's a sefer that you could really review quite a few times a year. When it comes to the laws of Shabbos, it doesn't go as in-depth as we would like, and there are also contemporary questions, I mean, questions that come up today with electricity and cars and the lifestyle we lead today that obviously are not dealt with in that sefer. But still, the advantages outweigh the disadvantages, and it's a sefer that you can master, and it's really the sefer I would go with. If a person wants to know halacha, I would say take the first few months and invest the time you're going to do in learning halacha, learn Chai Adam well. And I prefer the Chai Adam over the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for 2 reasons. One, because he was considered a much bigger posek. He had much more clout halachically throughout Europe. And number two, because he gives you a better understanding of what's a minig and what's a din d'oraisa and what's a din d'rabbanan. I feel you get a much better understanding from the Chai Adam than the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There are advantages to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch encompasses Yeridaya, it encompasses the laws of family purity, the laws of marriage, it really encompasses all of life. And the Chayyadim really only encompasses Arachayim, and then you need to go to the Chochmas Adam to encompass Yeridaya, and that's very complex. The Chochmas Adam is a little bit difficult to learn if you don't have a background in the laws of Shechita. To start learning his laws of Shechita is hard. His laws, you want to learn Tevilas Kelim, the laws of immersing a vessel, so that the Chochmas Adam is relatively easy. But you want to learn the laws of Tzedakah, it's relatively easy. You want to start taking the Chochmas Adam and learning Shechita, it's hard. You want to learn Basar B'Challa, not so easy. You need to have a certain background in order to learn it. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is much easier. So there is a certain advantage to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch because he encompasses everything, everything that the average Jew has to know in one volume. And the advantage to Chayyadim is that he was a bigger posek. I mean, he was more widely accepted in his time. And also I think you'll get a better feel for the halacha. There's an ego issue also. Ego, a pride issue. If you quote halacha in the name of the Chayyadim, so you're quoting a posek. You quote halacha in the name of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so you're telling everyone, well, that's what I know. I know this children's sefer. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch became, the sefer they teach children in schools. I know the sefer that's the basic sefer to learn. So that sometimes that encourages people to learn Chayyadim, but that shouldn't be the reason why. Meaning the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is a very good sefer. It definitely has its advantages, the advantages we mentioned a minute ago.